ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Folks, I told you we would be here for a show because cutesy time is over. We've got a freaking election to win. We are down here in Florida. Unfortunately, we are actually going through some really horrible weather right here. We're recording this show early. I know you guys understand. And just want to say in advance, I appreciate all of your concern, but really, don't worry about us. I promise me and my crew will be okay. We got an election to win. I'm going to stay on top of the hurricane because it's a national issue, but it's not about me. We've been through some bad stuff, and right now we live on an island that's being kind of overrun by water right now, and that's just the way it is. But don't sweat anything going on with us. Worry about the election. Worry about your neighbors. Worry about the residents of Florida and still the residents of other states. Don't waste a second of your time on us. It is our job to show up here and get a show in for you. And the show matters because we've got to win this election, man. It is the most consequential of our lifetime. There are no excuses. Let me get right to it. I've got a lot going on today. You all know I can't sleep without my Beam Dream Powder. They have an exclusive discount for my listeners, up to 45% off. Visit shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino. I'm going to start today in a moment with a Ron DeSantis clip. I want to show you again what leadership in a crisis looks like. It's about preparedness in advance, not pulling a Kamala Harris, drinking a freaking beer with Stephen Colbert looking like an idiot, and then showing up like a lump on a log the next day at some stupid White House thing, sitting there with you pretending to look interested. You didn't care before. Everybody knows you don't care now either. Folks, let me ask you a question. You think our country's going in the right direction? Or does it feel like everything's falling apart? If you're feeling alarmed, you're not alone. In fact, Americans from all walks of life have taken action to prepare for whatever's coming next. That starts with having an emergency food supply from My Patriot Supply. Storing food in your home is the right thing to do. We're living in crazy times. People are preparing now. Right now, you can get ready to with a 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. I have one for every member of my family. It has delicious foods, creamy stroganoff, honey wheat bread, mushroom rice pilaf. The food's pretty good. The entire My Patriot Supply kit offers 2,000 calories a day. Calories are survival. The food lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what our country's going to look like by then, but when that day comes, you'll be ready. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now to order your 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com. Fellas, let's go. I'm sorry about the background noise, that thunder. That is, we are, again, in Florida, and that's what that is. If you're hearing that, come over the mic. It's kind of directional. So I don't know if you guys heard it or not. Folks, this is what leadership looks like. Leadership is about planning in advance. Leadership is not about showing up after the fact like Kamala Harris, pretending to be interested, drinking a beer on Stephen Colbert while Ron DeSantis is delivering supplies and out there every day doing briefings in the state of Florida. He's my governor, and I have always, always been a fan of his governorship. The fact that I had a different candidate in the primary has nothing to do with this man's ability to lead in Florida. It has been exceptional, and he's showing you what it looks like. Here's DeSantis showing how it's done. Leadership is preparing in advance, not about coming in like a Johnny-come-lately afterwards and trying to take advantage of the politics of the moment. Check this out.
We have also worked with the utilities to have the largest staging of utility workers in linemen in advance of the storm any time in American history. We will have in Florida, by the time the storm arises, over 50,000 linemen, and those linemen are being brought in from places as far away as California. So as soon as that storm passes, you're going to see the assessments and the power restoration efforts commence immediately. Additionally, the state of Florida has assisted with the evacuation of 352 healthcare facilities in the potential.
Why did I play that clip? Because DeSantis did the briefings beforehand and understood we are going to need X, Y, and Z. Fuel, food, electric power. How is that done? Well, you're going to have electric go out because lines are going to collapse. Well, how do we get them back up? We have linemen who are quite heroic who will get in there. How are they going to get there? How are we going to clear the roads? This is what preparedness looks like. Folks, when I was in the Secret Service, this is what we did before presidents were getting shot in the head under this new incompetent leadership. We walked in. We've got a line of sight issue. How do we mitigate it? put a sniper team there. Well, we can't. Can we block the line of sight? Can we put an obstruction to a firearm projectile? This is how planning works. You have to plan. You have to do the work in advance. What the hell is Kamala Harris doing? Here, I'm going to play this clip for you. She's on a comedy show late night, drinking beer like a freaking clown, and she's asked a question about what she's going to do differently after the Biden administration failed on inflation, failed on the border, failed on public safety, failed on global chaos, and now failed in hurricane natural disaster response. What's she going to do differently? The answer is nothing. She's going to give a word salad of an answer about how she's not Joe Biden. Yeah, we know you're not Joe Biden. You're his vice president. You suck, too. Take a listen.
What would the major changes be and what would stay the same?
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm obviously not Joe Biden.
I know.
And so that would be one change in terms of. Yes. But also, I think it's important to say with, 28 days to go, I'm not Donald Trump. And so when we think about the significance of what this next generation of leadership looks like, were I to be elected president, it is about. Frankly, I love the American people, and I believe in our country. I love that it is our character and nature to be an ambitious people. You know, we have aspirations, we have dreams, we have incredible work ethic, and I just believe that we can create and build upon the success we've achieved in a way that we continue to grow. Opportunity and in that way grow the strength of our nation.
What did this woman just say? Folks, do you have a Kamala Harris translator? I have no idea what that bullshit even means. She speaks in word salads. The words don't connect into any coherent thought whatsoever. Ladies and gentlemen, the woman is an imbecile. Can we stop beating around the bush and warn America about what's coming if you vote for this moron? She cannot even think straight. She is an idiot. What else do you need to hear? What was that? People want to know. You got Stephen Colbert, a canoe of the highest order, asking a real question. Hey, Joe Biden and your administration's kind of sucked, basically. He doesn't say that because he's too much of a coward. Are you going to do anything different? Let me tell you about the next generation of leadership. What was that? And when she's not speaking in made-up fabricated words, word salads, ridiculous, absurd, disconnected sentences, she's speaking in fake accents. Hat tip my team. I said to the guys yesterday, I said, guys, please put together a montage of all of the various ridiculous Kamala Harris accents she puts out there. Here it is. Producer Justin, Gee, and Michael put this together. This is the lady running for president. I told you the woman is an imbecile. Take a listen.
We campaign with the plan. Uppercase T, uppercase P, the plan. And then the environment is such that we're expected to defend the plan.
Hello to all my divine nine brothers and sisters. And my soror. Let's just get through the next 64 days. Come on.
And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
We need an assault weapons ban. It's reasonable to say we need universal background checks. That we need red flag laws.
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
That's good. You guys did a good job. I did not see that in advance. I thought they were only... I told them, go get the French one. So now we've got Jamaican, French. Who knows what other... I don't know what she's doing, folks. I don't know what she's doing. Who knows? I don't know what she's doing. I don't know what she's just. I don't know why she just can't speak like Kamala Harris. I don't. You know, it's really hilarious. Like Kamala Harris loses her mind when people call her Kamala Harris. Your name's Kamala Harris. Fine, I'll call you by your name, Kamala Harris. I have no problem. I'm just saying. But who are you exactly? I don't understand. You apparently you're so concerned about us and other people using different ways to pronounce your name, yet you don't seem to be able to speak one like Kamala Harris. You just talk. Pandering to your audience because you think your audience is stupid. Folks, these are not incidental small things. The woman is a fraud. A fraud. Folks, you may not like Mark Halperin, okay? Mark Halperin's a political analyst, but the guy's been around a long time. He's had his own things to deal with. The guy knows politics. He knows politics as well as anyone. When this guy is telling you the deep trouble Kamala Harris is in, I encourage you to listen to him because he's saying something here I told you about for a while. Again, self-praise stinks. Who cares? I've told you because it's out there, not because I have some deep source in the Kamala Harris campaign. I've got good sources in the party. I've already told you I don't have great sources in the Harris campaign. I don't. I have better sources in the Biden operation, okay? Here's the thing with Harris, though. It is being reported all over that she is a fake. She's a phony. She cannot attract people who work for a living, males, male blacks, male Hispanics, even female union workers. She cannot attract people because they know she's a fake. Here's Halperin telling you what I've been telling you for weeks. Her internal polls are absolute trash and garbage. Listen to this.
We're talking about Harris a lot on this program for a couple reasons. Okay, we know what Trump is. We don't need to spend every episode talking about January 6th. We'll talk about it if people want to bring it up. What's happening now with Kamala Harris is this is an experiment. Can you win a short campaign with an untested candidate? And what I'm telling you is happening in private polling is she's got a problem now. Okay, it's not cheering for Trump. It's not predicting Trump will win. She's got a problem. Please bring up the New York Times poll. So a new New York Times poll shows her up 3 nationally. We all know that 3 is like the bubble point, right? If she's up 3, she's got a chance to win the Electoral College, but they'd rather be at 4, and they don't want to be at 2. So 3 is right at the bubble. I'm not saying this Times poll is right. It's in line with other national polls. Now, bring up 102. Wall Street Journal has a story about Democrats really worried about the 3 Rust Belt states. We all know from our contacts in both campaigns that Pennsylvania is tough for her right now. And without Pennsylvania, there are paths, but there aren't many. There's no path without Wisconsin. So you see here, Tammy Baldwin's Senate campaign poll shows Harris down 3 in Wisconsin. We all said yesterday, Wisconsin and Michigan are looking worse for Harris than before.
Sounds like something I told you on the radio show and the podcast yesterday. The Wall Street Journal is reporting this exact same thing. Folks, this woman is in so much trouble that the Democrat Senator, Tammy Baldwin, who is in real danger of losing to Eric Hovde in Wisconsin, is actually reporting bad polls from her campaign. Who does that? Who launches internal polls saying, I suck? Someone who's desperate, and here's what she's doing. You folks know what she's doing here? Anyone know? She's getting ready, Tammy Baldwin, who is, to be clear, the Democrat senator from Wisconsin, a know-nothing buffoon, by the way, who should lose to Hovde by 10 points. She's getting ready to blame her election loss on Kamala Harris if she loses. That's why she's launching bad internals. Everything I tell you here, we bring receipts, man. We're the freaking supermarket. Receipts every time. Every time. Halperin is telling you what I told you. They are in real trouble. Now we've got to execute because they're going to cheat. Don't get cocky, kid, just like Star Wars. Don't get cocky, kid. Don't. Execute. Bring 10 people with you. Because if not, you are going to get the same incompetent government train wreck we have been exposed to the last 4 years. And I'm going to tell you something. I interviewed Ron Johnson, senator, who's been all over DHS malfeasance for a long time on my radio show yesterday. It'll be on my weekend show. Folks, I am not letting this FEMA story go. They took your FEMA money, they whipped it out, and they down the toilet bowl. They flushed it down the toilet, and they are panicking because you noticed. I'm going to prove it to you. For the first time in a long time, we finally have government bureaucrats who flushed your money down the toilet bowl for 30 years. By the way, Republicans and Democrats on the run saying, what the hell did you do with our money, giving them new illegals? And now they're changing their story. Now they're freaking out. I want to play this for you first, though. Here's Mayorkas, the disgusting hammock ball pouch underwear shopping loser, shopping for high-end clothes while you're drowning and your neighborhood has been wiped out. This piece of garbage is shopping for high-end clothes, giving you the double-barreled middle finger, opening your border to sex traffickers, murderers, terrorists, while the guy's shopping for high-end underwear to secure his nuts. This loser, watch him on CNN here first, blaming you, and going right to the climate change canard, blaming you for the corruption in the government, for noticing that FEMA flushed your money down the toilet, giving it to illegals. Check this out.
And this is important because there has been fear that this misinformation would be detrimental to those who are affected. And you're saying you are seeing evidence that these rumors are setting in and people are not seeking the aid that is available to them because of these false rumors?
That is indeed the case, Kate. And I will tell you another negative impact of this deliberately false information. It is demoralizing to the men and women at the federal level, at the state and local level, who are actually risking their lives to save others and to bring much needed relief to those who need it.
Notice how this garbage pile of a human being, there he is. Yeah, everything's backwards on the screen. There he is. What has he got in the bag? Hammock pouches? Really? You got a cup in there? What do you got? Oh, high-end menswear. Look at this piece of garbage. Check him out. Smile for the camera. Smile for the camera, you tool. This guy who has opened your border. You've got a bunch of illegal immigrants in your community who broke the law and came in. You can thank him. You've got a murderer in your community who shouldn't be here, or a terrorist who crossed the border. You can thank him. You got a kid who nearly died or did die from fentanyl poisoning. You can thank him. The single most corrupt public official not in an elected office I have ever seen in my lifetime. This garbage person right here. Garbage. Blaming you now for what he calls misinformation about the spending of FEMA money. Blaming you? Maybe he should blame himself. The DHS is responsible for FEMA. Oh, look, again, FEMA press releases, courtesy of Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna. What do you mean, FEMA press releases? I thought he said this is misinformation. He's a bullshit artist, corrupt, lying buffoon, folks. Here it is on the screen right here. DHS announces $380 million for illegals. DHS announces $77 million for illegals. FEMA awards $110 million for illegals. New York City, $104 million for illegals. DHS, $300 million for illegals. $340 million. For illegals. There they are, right there. You can read them yourself. I thought Mayorkas said it was misinformation. Mayorkas is full of shit. By the way, here's Mayorkas' DHS. Here's a FEMA training slide. This training slide about white privilege and here, white supremacy and race. This is what FEMA's training their people. Race intersectionality. Hat tip libs at TikTok for this one. This is what they're training their people on right now. You want more of this? Folks, for the first time, we have these people politically on the run about spending our money and flushing it down the toilet. For the first time in my time covering politics, I've never seen anything like this. And we are not letting go, ever, ever. We are getting these people out of office. And Senator Ron Johnson told me yesterday on the radio show that if they take back the Senate, he gets the chair of this critical committee, he is going to be conducting full-blown investigations into this ongoing FEMA scandal about flushing our money down the toilet. I'm going to show you two interviews back-to-back of Mayorkas quickly changing his position on something because he knows he is a corrupt loser and we've got him on the run about what he did with our money. Watch. Receipts incoming. Folks, you having trouble sleeping or staying asleep? Listen, I've been there. It's not just about feeling tired the next day. It's about the toll poor sleep can take on every aspect of your life. But guess what? There's hope on the horizon. It comes in the form of Beams Dream Powder. It's been a game changer for me. See, we're sleeping well, we're sharper, we're more focused, and ready to tackle whatever life throws our way. And today, my listeners get a special discount on Beams Dream Powder, their science-backed hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. Other sleep aids can cause the next day grogginess, but Dream contains a powerful, all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and most importantly, wake up refreshed. You want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder? Beam is now offering Bongino listeners an exclusive discount. Get up to 45% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino for up to 45% off. Thank you, Beam. We appreciate it. Folks, if the show is in any way a little glitchy, we're sorry. Some power has been a little shady over here, but I think we're going to be okay. We're trying to make everything seamless. So we appreciate, again, your patience. I want to show you what I mean with this corruptocrat. I'm not kidding when I tell you this. The single most outrageous hire, the most destructive bureaucrat in modern U.S. history is without question Alejandro Mayorkas. There is zero doubt. If any honest judge of history, I'm sorry if I'm beating this to death. I just can't help it. I worked in the Department of Homeland Security. I have never seen a guy lead to so much destruction in my life. The weaponization of his department, the weaponization of the intelligence branch for censorship, the open border, the fentanyl crisis, the terrorists, the murderers, the sex offenders in the country. I have never met a guy working more against American interests than this guy employed in such a position of power. Here's Mayorkas. Receipts incoming, telling you just a few days ago, FEMA's out of money, we need more money, and then you did what you do. You guys are the real heroes out there. You started doing your homework after we broadcast on the show that FEMA had already wasted a lot of its money on illegals. You started breathing down their necks, and their story changed. I've never seen this before. Listen to him first in a radio interview telling people, hey, man, we need more money. We're all out. Really? Check this out.
Are meeting the immediate needs with the money that we have. We are expecting another hurricane hitting. We do not have the funds. FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season.
Really interesting. FEMA does not have the funds. FEMA, they don't have the funds to make. What do they do with the funds? Oh, it was a different tranche and bucket. Bullshit. There's only one tranche, the U.S. taxpayer. I just showed you the press releases. You did this. You can pat yourself on the back. I hate pats on the back. I don't deserve it. You do. You were the ones who spread it around on social media. You were the ones who put it on Instagram and Snapchat and TikTok and Facebook and X and Truth and Rumble and YouTube. You said, look, here are the press releases. These are their numbers. Now I want you to listen. Got this guy politically on the run. I've never seen a government bureaucrat say, well, we have more money, but we'd like Congress to get involved. Notice how the story, you just saw, you saw it, right? We do not have the funds. Listen to the story now after you went to work. Check this out.
The fact of the matter is, and we have been clear throughout, and let me reiterate, that we have the resources we need. We have the funding that we need to meet the challenge of Hurricane Helene and the challenge of Hurricane Milton. But we are operating on a continuing resolution that is not stable funding for the long haul. And therefore, we need a real budget and not a Band-Aid for the long haul, because the gravity and frequency of extreme weather events have only increased as a result of climate change and its real life impact on the people of this country.
You see what he does? He goes right to climate change because this guy knows he's busted. Ladies and gentlemen, the climate change thing is the biggest hoax in human history, okay? The role of human beings, anthropogenic climate change, is up in the air. Anyone telling you they have a definitive answer on the human being's role in the climate change hoax is bullshitting you. Yes, there has been an increase in carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. The effects of that, anyone telling you they have definitive, conclusive evidence about what that means in the big ecosystem we call Earth is full of shit. This guy is a monster. He is lying to you. Everything he's telling you is BS. You see how the story changed now? We have the funds. Have you ever heard a government bureaucrat say that? Folks, you did that, and you should be proud of yourself. I want to show you one more clip about the Secret Service. Why? because the Secret Service works for Alejandro Mayorkas. They're under the DHS. Another department this corruptocrat absolutely cannot manage. So apparently there's a conflict. Josh Hawley was on Sean Hannity's show the other night and brought up what I'm getting from whistleblowers here, by the way, is this is absolutely accurate, that the Secret Service that works in the DHS is blocking DHS Inspector General people from showing up at specific Trump sites because protection assets are not there and they don't want the Secret Service, doesn't want DHS, IG, the Inspector General, who I hear is that guy's a decent guy, from noticing that they're not protecting Trump with the proper security package even now. Listen to this. More on the other side. Check this out.
You know, Sean, it sounds like he's still not getting the security that he's been promised. And here's what this new whistleblower says. He says that investigators are now not allowed to come to all the Trump rallies because if they did, they would see that Trump is not getting the full presidential protective detail. He's only getting it selectively. So the allegation is Secret Service leadership is now saying to its own internal investigators, no, actually, wait, don't come to that event. Come to this one over here. And they're trying to conceal the fact Trump is still not getting the full levels of protection. I don't know why they're doing this, Sean, other than that they don't want the public to know the truth. And I tell you what, I've had enough of this from Secret Service leadership. I really have. They need to level with the American people about what's going on here. They need to tell us if Trump is really getting all the security he needs. These rallies need to be safe for everybody who goes to them. And I've had enough of the prevarication and the concealment and the stonewalling. It's got to stop.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm hearing from insiders that is exactly 100% correct. And it's because of the reasons I told you. They are not protecting Trump because they don't have the assets. They did not properly plan out for a presidential election they've known about since freaking 1910 when they took on protection. Because they manage like shit. That's why. And no one in DHS asked the common sense question of Kim Cheadle and Ron Rowe when they were in charge. Are you guys ready for the 2024 election? Because the answer was no. And the fact that they're even... it's even being perceived now that there are political implications of this, that they're keeping assets from Trump because they don't like him. That is the problem. Whether it is the case or not is irrelevant. The fact that people can say it proves the Secret Service has absolutely failed and Mayorkas with them. He's in charge, folks. You know, the old buck stops there. This guy sucks. Everything he manages is shit. Everything's falling apart. FEMA, Secret Service, we have one shot to change this. Personnel are policy. You hire shit personnel, you're going to get shit policy, period. And I'm sick of Mayorkas with this climate change bullshit. I'm going to play for you a clip coming up next of an actual climate change scientist who blew the whistle on this enormous scam to steal more of your money because it's a scam. It's for suckers. Ask Obama, who lives on the water in Martha's Vineyard, about climate change. You going to pay attention to what he does or what he says? And I got more on this Secret Service thing and a big story about China. Folks, please don't go anywhere. Listen, I can't tell you what to do, but just listen to this story about China coming up. They have infiltrated everywhere, folks. You ever see that movie, Leave the World Behind? Last break of the show. Appreciate your patience with everything going on. You hear that wind out there, guys? Yeah. It's starting to whistle, man. Bad. Hey, the number one question I get from listeners is, how can I get in a conservative fight? Well, it's critical to know where the dollars are going. A lot of credit card companies are funneling millions to left-wing causes and candidates, hoping you don't notice. But now you have a choice. Coin is America's conservative credit card. Find them at coign.com. With every transaction, you help Coin advance conservative causes and charities at no cost to you. Coin empowers us to take back our country with every swipe. And it's a great-looking card, too. You'll take pride in using it. It's bright red with We the People on the front. Coin works everywhere Visa is accepted and comes with a 100% U.S.-based customer service guarantee and consumer protections. It's the only card worthy of your wallet. Start earning cash back while fighting the liberal agenda today. Apply now at coin.com. That's coign.com. Be sure to select Dan Bongino. And the How'd You Hear About a section. We really appreciate it. Terms apply. Go to coin.com/disclosures for full details. Again, it's coign.com. And our last sponsor today, Genucel. Yeah, I wish these bags on my eyes would just go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Bags and puffiness are a big problem for millions of Americans, men and women. Till now, introducing the new Genucel skincare serum with plant stem cell technology for under-eye bags and puffiness. Susan from New Jersey wrote, I've been using Genucel for months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. Use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. Sure, you can have surgery to look younger, but why on earth would you do that? With its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. I guarantee it. Order now. Say big on Genucel's complete skincare package for a limited time, including Genucel for bags and puffiness treatment and immediate effects. All at about 70% off, so you can try the best skincare in the world for yourself completely risk-free. Go to Genucel.com/Dan, Genucel.com/Dan. Order right now and get an extra discount at checkout and free shipping. That's Genucel.com/Dan, Genucel.com/Dan. Thanks, Genucel. Folks, Mayorkas is disgusting, okay? Him in a crisis. Again, blaming you, blaming climate change, blaming you for noticing FEMA pissed away all your money on illegal migrants and gave U.S. government money to Lebanon and other places. He's blaming you for noticing because he's disgusting. He's out shopping for high-end underwear in a menswear shop while you're drowning and dying and trying to desperately rebuild your communities and going through where is it bad out there, by the way? Really? Is it? Is it Whitecaps? But don't worry, you think Mayorkas is watching? Is he out there? Is he sunning his balls on the beach again? What do they do? What's Mayorkas doing? Does anybody know? Anybody actually seen this guy? Bad man. He's going to blame it on climate change. Justin, how old are you? So you vividly remember the 10-year period in Florida where we had no storms, hurricanes that hit. You lived here, correct? Folks, if you lived here between, what was it, like 2010 and 20, there was a 10-year period in Florida where we did not have a single hurricane hit. It happens. It happens. There are years we have nothing. There are years we get bad storms like this year. It sucks. It blows, but it happens. Any asshole on the internet telling you this is climate change is a freaking moron. You should block or mute immediately for stupidity alone. Here's a climate scientist who they tried to cancel for telling you the truth. Yes, carbon dioxide emissions. There's no doubt about that. The question is, what impact does it have? The answer is nobody even knows. They're all full of shit. Check this out.
I came to the growing realization that I had fallen into the trap of groupthink. I had accepted the consensus based on second-order evidence, the assertion that a consensus existed. I began making an independent assessment of topics in climate science that had the most relevance to policy. And what have I concluded from this assessment? Human-caused climate change is a theory in which the basic mechanism is well understood, but whose magnitude is highly uncertain. No one questions that surface temperatures have increased overall since 1880, or that humans are adding carbon dioxide to the atmosphere, or that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases have a warming effect on the planet. However, there is considerable uncertainty and disagreement about the most consequential issues, whether the warming has been dominated by human causes versus natural variability, how much the planet will warm in the 21st century, and whether warming is dangerous.
Folks, they don't know. Nobody has any idea. They're making this shit up. There's a lady on the inside. She's clearly not politically motivated, saying, we don't even know if this stuff is dangerous. They're just making it up to steal more of your money. Folks, the weather is not good here at all. Justin just took a little video. So we're going to play the video for you and show you we're not like making it up. We're on the East Coast, by the way. We're just getting hit with the wind bands now. The West Coast is getting buried right now in Florida. But the weather here is not really great. So, again, I appreciate you sticking with us. I know you understand we recorded a little early today. But it's only going to get worse. We haven't even had the hurricane make it over. So when these guys have it ready to go, I'll put it up for you so you can see for yourself what it looks like back there. And this is just the beginning. Again, we're not even on the West Coast. And I can hear my niece and by her, her children that I think that one of the kids is getting a little scared. So you hear that? Oh, there it is. This is just starting. Like the water is just starting to come in. So yeah, look at a palm tree. It's sideways. So it's just started. That's just right out the back window outside of the studio here. So look, is that, that's not a video. That's a picture, right? Is that the palm tree going? Holy Moses, man. Yeah. You can hear it whistling by. Oh my gosh. The neighbor's lawn is going to be a mess. Yeah. It'll be under, give it an hour. It'll all be underwater. I can show you a video last time. It's even worse. I told you I put this China story out there. Folks, do you remember the movie? This is really important in this segment. Please, I'm going to just... It's gone? It's going to blow away. This guy's got some stuff next door that's going to just blow away. I know it's going to become a projectile. I told you after the Obama movie... I hate to ask you to watch a movie Obama produced, but in the interests of your own personal safety and preparedness, I'm going to throw caution to the wind and say, I think you should watch it. It's a Netflix movie. I know, I get it. It's, I'm just telling you, just for your own personal safety. And I'll explain my reasoning in a minute. The movie is called Leave the World Behind. Obama produced it. Now, that's really important. Obama was the president for 8 years, unfortunately, but he was. He knows a lot of stuff and he gets a lot of briefings. One of the things I've been told by people is that the national security infrastructure realizes that the biggest threat to the United States right now is an EMP attack or a critical infrastructure cyber attack that wipes out the internet for us. It's the biggest threat. The country would basically shut down water facilities. We'd have no way to communicate. We would be folks, we'd be finished. Millions of people would die. If you watch Leave the World Behind, I think it's really interesting that this was the movie Obama wanted to produce. He was passionate about this project. I'm telling you, it's because he knows something. Folks, the Chinese Communist Party has burrowed its way into massive portions of our internet infrastructure. If the internet goes down, you are finished. No cell phones, no TVs, probably no, I bet very few people have, you know, rabbit ear radios anymore. We would be finished. Having said that, I'm not trying to scare anyone. I just think it's really weird. Obama wanted to do that movie first and was crazy about that movie. He knows something. Look at this article in the Wall Street Journal. Receipts incoming. U.S. wiretap systems targeted in China-linked hack. They note more recently officials have been alarmed by alleged efforts by Chinese intelligence officers to burrow into vulnerable U.S. critical infrastructure networks. Ah, such as... water treatment facilities, power stations, and airports. They say the efforts appear to be an attempt by hackers to position themselves in such a way that they could activate disruptive cyber attacks in the event of a major conflict with the United States. Folks, I'm asked all the time, so what do? You should have some Faraday bags in your house to protect against an EMP, number one. You can put these EMP protection devices on your car in your home. You should have a generator just after the Generac debacle. I cannot recommend this company yesterday. What a mess. You should have a generator. You should have an extra supply of gasoline, safely stored, of course. Be very careful with that. You should obviously have water filtration, and you should have a way to bottle water, if not bottle water itself. You should have firearms. You should have ammunition that works and properly stored. You should have potassium iodide. You should have water disinfectants and actual disinfectants, alcohol peroxide. You should have a stash of antibiotics. We've had multiple sponsors with that product, and other companies do it too. Folks, please be prepared. You should have a way, you should have some buckets and some barrels to store some water. You should be able to survive for 3 to 6 months on your own. I made it sound crazy. But folks, I'm telling you, if they wipe out our grid, the only crazy people are going to be the ones crazily knocking at your door asking for your food. And make sure you have enough ammunition, by the way. You may need it to hunt. God forbid you need it to protect yourself. Get yourself a wrist rocket, a slingshot that's quiet. That way you can take out some small game, possibly. But you think this sounds nuts and all the lefties, oh, you guys, they'll be knocking at your door when the satellites go down. Don't let that be you. By the way, I've been itching to get this up because, again, we were right. There's no need for silly, stupid victory laps over a story so important. But again, when it comes to preparedness, I told you the Secret Service was grossly unprepared for Donald Trump in this presidential election. They have known about the election and the campaign season, I'm not kidding, since 1910. Just add 4 years onto every single presidential election cycle. They took over protection in 1910, and you would have known that you needed extra assets. They didn't. So when all the press shows up, by the way, at Butler County, oh, look, they note security was extraordinarily tight. Somehow they found the assets. Really strange. They note that there was a web of law enforcement at every turn. Surveillance drones, where were they before? What, they just find them the other day? Horseback, dogs, armed security officers, yellow and white shipping containers blocking line of sight. Sounds like something we told you on the show. Bulletproof glass surrounded Trump as he spoke. The Secret Service has sadly become an agency putting out fires rather than starting them. It's ridiculous, folks. Ridiculous. All right, I hope you understand. We're going to wrap up the show a little early today. I'm sorry, folks, but the weather is getting really nasty. I want to make sure that these guys can get back. We live on a little thin island. The water overflows the road, and I can't have these guys getting stranded here. I know you understand. If I can't do the radio show later, producer Jim is going to fill in. He will incorporate some portions of this program, and I will try to call in from my house, depending on if we have a cell service, which I hope we do. So I deeply appreciate your patience. You guys mean the world to me. Please download the show on Rumble. Use the Rumble app or go to rumble.com/Bongino. We're here every day live at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Give us a follow on Apple and Spotify, and you can keep up with me. I'll try to keep people updated on social media, but it is getting ugly over here. So keep everyone in your thoughts. We really appreciate it. It means a lot. I'll see you tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.